The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Second date update.
I'm always interested when somebody says they have a go-to move that they use on dates that works every time.
And then they end up on our show.
Well, at least it works somewhat.
Yeah, right.
I've heard of this one guy. I'm not going to say he's in the room, but he calls it the ninja.
The ninja.
Oh. Ooh.
You're on the couch, Netflix and chilling.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, whoosh, he sneaks up behind the girl with a black mask and a plate of nachos.
Oh my gosh. That sounds sketchy.
At first I thought scary, and then the nachos came in. So now I'm confused.
Mixed feelings?
I'm confused.
Yeah. That's exactly where I want you to be.
It's Jeff's move.
Did he layer the cheese so it's like not just on the top, too?
Okay. Now the ninja's not interested anymore.
Yeah. All right. It's literally theoretically already working on her.
Yeah. Don't get picky on the ninja, but it works every time.
The nacho ninja.
And by works, I mean he ends up going to jail. But one of our listeners said that he has a go-to move he uses on dates. Let's talk to Mitchell about it. Mitchell, you pull a ninja?
I don't say it's a ninja, but, you know, I've got some things in my arsenal, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it's more like nachos, but okay.
We want to hear about that in just a second. But first, tell us about the girl that you went out with. What's her name?
Her name is Jamie.
Jamie.
Met her online, you know, doing the online dating thing. Came across her profile and thought she was really cute.
Okay.
The thing that really stood out to me, though, is that in her picture, she is rocking a fedora.
A fedora.
Oh.
Interesting.
Like classic ninja attire.
I was thinking she was like part of NSYNC, you know, hanging out with.
It is a kind of a throwback piece
of
clothing.
Yeah.
Or in a ska band.
I mean, it is time for him to make a comeback. Aren't we around that cycle right now?
I don't think
Don't look at me. I don't know why you're
The bucket hats are back. Why not a fedora?
Those are way cuter.
Let's stop the sidebar on old school fashion and get back to Jamie. And how did you end up asking her out?
So, you know, I messaged her and I was like, I ask you out, I'm hoping that the first time we hang out, I get to see you wearing that fedora.
Oh,
okay. I didn't realize it was that important to the story.
Yeah.
it was very cool. I mean, it's a very distinctive thing, you know, and I admire her flair and style for pulling it off, and she looked good with it. And so, you know, she sent some laughing emojis, and we set up some time to hang out and ended up going out to a bar and meeting in person. And I walked in, and sure enough, she had the fedora on. So
which makes her very easy to recognize.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's the only one wearing one right
Absolutely.
now.
All right.
Yes, she was indeed.
All right, so far things are lining up. How did the actual date go?
The actual date went really well. We clicked. We had a nice spark in person. The same kind of banter was there from talking online. We got the mutual interest, like comedy and going to concerts and stuff. And it went really well.
So when you're sitting there talking to her and you're thinking like there's going to be more dates probably then.
Exactly. And kind of also getting the feel that, like, maybe we could take this date to another level. So this is me kind of sidebar with you guys. I guess this is where my move comes in, okay. Right? Oh.
Thank God, because to be honest, your date was kind of putting me to sleep there. I want to know, what are the moves that you have? What does Mitchell do to get a girl back to his place?
So my go-to is I will invite girl back to my condo because I have a hot tub there, and I offer a more intimate experience there.
Nice.
I'd go back with you.
Just works. That easy.
I mean, and it's very apparent what you're looking for when you offer a hot tub.
Exactly.
I mean, they're just...
Oh, I need to get a hot tub.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, though, like, you're in a bathing suit or maybe not.
Maybe,
you know,
some arm floaties. Yeah. You guys, like, hold each other and float for a while.
Yeah, that's what I see.
A little trust float.
Oh.
Is that how it works, Mitchell?
I mean, it can. That's what you're into. I'm down to trust float.
Yeah.
No, baby. Keep the jets off. I want to see through the water. I already got
it. Wait, no. Did she bite, though? Did she go back to your place for the hot tub?
Yeah, she was like, well, it sounds interesting and fun, but, like, I don't have a bathing suit with me. And I was like, well, you know, I got spares back in the condo. We can, that's not a problem.
You have spare bathing suits in your condo? Is that what you just said, bro. Mitchell?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I told you, it's my go-to move. I got one piece, I got two pieces.
Wow. You make it so that women can't even say no as an option.
Okay. Oh, I feel like that should put me off more than it does.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think,
I even got a fedora-shaped swim cap.
Yeah. What, like, sharing a bathing suit with another woman is just,
That's icky, right?
I'm not into it.
Well, I'm sure the hot tub cleanses it and sanitizes. It's like a washing machine.
Aren't you worried you come off as just like a player? You know,
that's,
like,
a bad sign, bro.
You got a hot tub with spare women's bathing suits.
But then that makes you want to go more.
But it doesn't make you want to call them back. Like, maybe you want to go for the night, but you're not expecting anything else.
Maybe that doesn't matter because it sounds like Jamie was interested. Mm-hmm. Did you guys end up going in the hot tub?
Yeah. So, yeah, we had another drink at the bar and then ended up going back to my place. And I think this is kind of where things maybe got away from me because right when we got there and before we even could get in the hot tub, the alarm on my phone went off, and I had totally forgotten that I had this thing I needed to do for work. I couldn't avoid it for any other time. I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. You can get in the hot tub. I have to do this thing for work real quick. But I could tell, like, immediately she was turned off. Yeah. And ever since then, I can't get a hold of her. She's not responding to anything. It's total ghost mode.
So she didn't.
That sucks.
She didn't sit alone in your hot tub, did she?
Yeah, she didn't get in, I think, once she realized I wasn't going to join
that
her.
That would be so weird.
That'd be weird.
Oh, no.
But you know what? If you were some crazy player, you know what I mean? You wouldn't say, oh, no, let's not do it. Like, you would say, screw it.
He is a crazy player. That's what he's been talking about.
I don't think so. I think the fact that you had to say, hey, I honestly have work. I got to pause the plans right before you get in a hot tub. I think that says a lot, that you're not just looking for one thing. Maybe that's a good thing for her.
I think she was just looking for one thing, and it didn't happen.
So I didn't think of that.
She's not calling him back.
I didn't think of that, Brooke.
Yeah.
These are all good questions that we should ask directly to her.
Yeah, true. Good point. Yeah.
Reach out and call her and get your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Open Gangnam Style. You know what?
What?
If we get this done.
Why are we doing this?
And Mitchell, we help you out. Are all four of us invited to come over to your hot tub?
Yeah,
I don't think we've ever had a hot tub show party before.
No.
And maybe there's a reason for that. But
yeah, there is.
I'm willing to try it out. Mitch, you cool with that?
If y'all can make it happen, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Save a two-piece for me, extra large.
You're going to have to clean that thing afterwards, I'll tell you that.
If you don't know what's happening, one of our listeners, Mitchell, met a girl online named Jamie recently. They went out to drinks where he used his go-to move on her, which is bringing up the hot tub back at his condo, where you can choose from any pre-used bikini he keeps handy.
Dude, that
just in
like
case.
That. I know, Mitchell, that you want to call her to, like, get a second date. I want to call her and ask what was going through her mind that she was going to put on a used bathing
suit. Like, it's like Whenever 21 instead of Forever 21.
Yeah, trust some dude that he washed it.
I mean, yeah, go ahead and ask her, but she seemed to be down with it.
Oh, my God.
I wash the bathing suits, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Good. Good.
All right. I mean, she was into it, but the problem was as soon as they got back to Mitchell's place, his phone went off reminding him he had some work he had to get done.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to stick around while that happened, so she took off. And now we're going to try and figure out if we can get you another chance to get her back into that jacuzzi. That's what we all want.
It's what she wants, too.
Yes. I mean, that's what I want. I'm at the front of the line.
All okay. Right. We all want it. Why doesn't she want it? Let's find
it.
Out.
We have a group goal.
For once, awkward. We're all on the same page.
Yeah, we are.
We're all there when you're in the hot tub with her. Yeah, it's going to be awkward.
I'm going to dial Jamie right now. We'll see what she has to say. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jamie?
Yes, it is.
Jamie, what's up? This is Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, the radio show.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Hi. Can I ask what this is about?
This is about a hot tub party that we're having here that you're invited to.
I have no idea what's going on. What do you need, actually?
Well, we need some answers from you about why you're not calling back our good friend Mitchell, who you went out on a date with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hot, the light bulb go off.
Oh, no, the hot tub's making sense now.
Now I was like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, because Mitchell reached out to us for this segment that we're doing right now called Second Date Update.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to figure out why you're not calling him back after the whole hot tub thing didn't go down.
Oh.
He did tell us a little bit about it. He told us about going out to drinks with you at the bar and then going back to his condo, but then he had a work conflict.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll tell you. We were having fun. We did have a good time. And, like, he said hot tub. I was in the mood for some fun that night. I was like, okay, hot tub, condo,
nice.
Let's go.
Even after he said used bathing suit that you could use?
Yeah, at that point, I mean, we were drinking. It was fun. I was
okay.
That makes sense. Drunk. Come on, it was like, yes! All right, let's do this.
Okay. So you were totally into it.
Very
yeah,
into
we were,
it.
And we were really, he's nice. I mean, we were having a good time.
Okay.
But an alarm went off on his phone, an alarm. And I was like, he goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I have this work that I forgot about. And he goes, so I'm a video game streamer. And I'm like, what in the heck? What? Okay. So I was like, all right. So what are you doing? You're going to play games? He was like, I actually had this idea to get more views and more, you know, likes and all this stuff, I would play games, video games, in my hot tub with this sexy woman, which is you.
Oh my gosh. That
and
makes
I was
so
like, what the heck?
Wait, he invited you to be in his video stream in your bikini?
Exactly.
Oh,
and I was like, was this planned? Did you have this planned?
Man. Okay, there's a lot of money to be made.
I'll just let you know,
that
Jamie.
Wrong.
We didn't know anything about the video stream at all.
Yeah. We didn't even know that's what he did. We had no idea.
Of course. That doesn't even, you know what? That doesn't even surprise
Is
me.
Is he streaming this right now? Can you do
what?
That?
I don't know. He could be.
He's actually on the other phone line.
Oh, my God.
And he's listening and he wants to talk to you.
I see how it looks like it was a setup, but it honest mistake of things just kind of lining up. But then I was like, well, why not just shoot my shot and see if it could happen?
What is wrong with your thinking with this? Like, but, what are you talking about?
I mean, Mitchell, don't you want to, like, say hi and exchange pleasantries with her first?
I guess what?
I'm sorry. I'm a little overwhelmed here. I'm just trying to jump in here and figure it out. We're all overwhelmed here together.
Okay, wait. Hold on, Mitchell. How could this have not been planned? You're the one that sets your streaming schedule. It's not like there's a boss out there saying, hey,
and
you
gotta
do this.
The bikinis.
You know, I got caught up in the date and having a great time and totally forgot about it.
It's not the first time you've done it. That's why you have the bikinis. Right. Alexis just called
bikinis.
It.
Yeah.
Have you done this?
I'm sure they're not washed.
Have you ever done this before, Mitchell? Had another girl in your hot tub while you streamed?
Ooh. Remember, don't lie because people can find that video.
Exactly.
There are a lot of things flying at me right now. Number one, I have never done that with another girl and streaming in the hot tub. It was a stroke of not genius of the moment.
Oh.
And number two, I have to say, I absolutely washed the swimsuit.
Okay. Keep driving that home.
That's interesting.
Oh, man, I don't know.
In his slight defense, both men and women do stream in hot tubs, and they make a lot of money. So he could be doing this on his own, too.
Okay, yeah. If you were going to make money, were you going to give her a cut?
Oh, I'm totally down to give you a cut. Yeah, let's figure out a co-ownership deal.
Let's get you a new sexy fedora to put on that head.
Oh my god, that would be big, I feel like.
Yeah. Maybe that's the reason that he totally lost what he was supposed to do that night. The fedora was so cute, so sexy.
I mean, what can I say?
You see it now. You get it.
I'm with you, man. I just want to make sure Jamie's on board, because Jamie, we would love to send you on another date with Mitchell. You don't have to get into a hot tub. You don't have to put on a bikini. You just have to sit down with him to dinner, and we'll pay for it.
I mean, at least he's, like, honest and apparent. Like, he is
true,
what he...
True.
It's very obviously what you're getting with Mitchell, right?
Look, I apologize again. I know it probably wasn't the best foot forward, but you were an incredible woman. You're beautiful. You're charming. I totally forgot about it. I'm not irresponsible like that. And I would love to fund all the fedoras you ever want to buy.
Oh,
fund them.
Jamie, that's that video game money.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fatty.
What do you say? Another date
don't
with him?
Call her that.
No, Fedora okay. Daddy.
Fedaddy.
Yeah. Sound. Fedaddy. That sounds better.
All right, let's do one more. I am gonna wear a fedora, but I'm gonna bring my own freaking suit. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Have a couple drinks.
Right.
It'll be great.
I'm not mad at that at all. By all means, sounds great. I thank you for giving me another chance, and thank y'all for the help.
And remember, nudity isn't even allowed on a stream. If you're streaming, you can't get fully naked.
No one was talking. No one was talking about that.
I'm sorry.
I was interested in being on your stream, Jose. Hot tub party over at Mitchell's house.
Fedora's off.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, you know what I just thought of?
What?
His 3-for-1 Target bikini sale. There's 4 of us.
Oh.
Okay. That means one of us is going to have to go nude.
Let me guess. You volunteer?
I've already picked out of a hat.
Interesting.
And
you're just going to wear a hat.
It's just going to be the hat and
me. Why the hat?
Because he likes fedoras.
Oh, he does.
Okay.
You want to get invited back.
I see. I mean, this honestly, this second date was an absolute miracle.
I don't know how it happened.
Because, loved it.
I mean, this guy invites a girl over, and when she's there, asks her to go live on camera while wearing a bikini for his video game stream.
If I told
you that going in, that we were going to find out that information, we'd say 0% chance this guy gets a date.
Totally. I feel like it's such a look at the dating world right now. Like, options, very limited.
Absolutely.
Just taking what you can get out there.
He was just kind of nice and a little bit sincere, and that was all it took.
Apparently those bikinis were cute.
I mean, they're from Target. Obviously, they're cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They do have cute ones.
But if you ever want to get a second date update, or invite us over for a hot tub party.
I'll just play the video game.
You can always email the show. We'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.